All right. Welcome. This is the Mexican Soccer Show, as you can see. Letting everybody come out. How's it going, everybody? How are you? Let's see who's on. I like the little music. I'm going to keep it on. A little dance music right there. We're waiting for Adriana, who's about to join us. Saying hello. All right. Joanna Sanchez, who's on Mexico to semifinals, please. Joanna, I love you, or how do you just go back and forth? Jay Carrasco saying, fuera tata. In 2023, fuera tata. There it is. Hi, Adriana.
Hey, Miso. How are you?
Good. Welcome, everybody, to the Mexican Soccer Show. Miso in the Qatar swag. Dude, I gotta represent. How are we liking this music?
It's very lounge-like. I feel like we're like about to get dinner and we're at the lounge and we're just getting like a couple of drinks.
There's dates.
And now we're not.
I can change it.
Yeah, all right.
You know, I was going to get the World Cup song going, but I don't want it in my head. It has been playing in my head for the last 4 days.
I've learned so much recently. I learned that it's a song, but usually we'd have like an official World Cup song. Now we have a soundtrack, and
it's
this is just a song from the soundtrack. So this is evolving.
It's smart. So yes.
If they're really smart, they'll have like all World Cup songs on that soundtrack as well.
I'm pretty sure all the
like Ricky Martin and Shakira and just about everything.
If you remember the 2010 one, right? Everybody had like I think that Coca-Cola had an official one, which was the waving flag.
That's the one everybody knows. It's the waving flag, but that's the Coca-Cola one.
But then Waka Waka,
true, yeah. But everyone remembers like the waving flag as the official song, and yeah, you're right. It's like the Coca-Cola song, so it's like
the Coca-Cola. Because I remember in the FIFA game and. Yeah, it was, but then Waka Waka came out and it was like, okay, it's that one. So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome everybody to the Mexican Soccer Show. It is Adriana and myself. I think Amy had a game and she had to go to. Cesar got an assignment and that's what happens, you know, so it's just Adriana and myself, but it's okay because we got this. We're going to talk all about the draw. We're going to talk about Mexico's chances, what we think. Then we're going to go to each of the groups. And just think about how we, you know, what we feel. What we
and
think
be
about.
Envious that most of them are just a tad easier.
Really? We'll discuss.
Yeah, we'll discuss it. Yeah.
We'll discuss. All of you guys that are on right now, saying hello. If Mexico gets attack figured out, there'll be a dark horse guarantee. I love how the World Cup, all of a sudden, everybody is just like, we got this. I think we can do this. So we'll talk about that. And then... I don't know if we should do it first. Maybe we should do it first. Talk about how Mexico ended this World Cup qualifying cycle. It wasn't that bad because there were other teams that did worse, or it wasn't that bad because it was just a very close World Cup qualifying. In fact, let's start right now. Before we talk about the World Cup draw, Mexico finished last week. It was already last week. Like after the World Cup draw.
That last week was probably like the most hectic week in such a long time in every sense possible, like work wise, sports wise, results wise. I remember when the qualifiers started up, we were just doing all this planning and we were like, oh no, March? Oh no, we'll be qualified by then. Maybe we'll just be like fighting for first, second place, something along mm-hmm. those lines. Oh no, we'll be qualified way before that. And then I was like last Thursday and like Wednesday, and I was like, how did we get here? Like, why are we not qualified yet? How is this possible? Where did we go wrong?
No, for sure,
it wasn't as bad. I mean, it just wasn't expected, I guess. It wasn't bad, but it definitely wasn't expected.
Yeah, it was a crazy, crazy week. For those who don't know, I traveled to Doha, Qatar for the World Cup draw and spent a week in Doha. Getting to know where this World Cup is going to be. I learned a lot about the city, about all the.
What would be like your five takeaways?
Five takeaways. It is a brand new city. Like everything is built like in the last, I feel like in the last 2 years. Like there's just, if you ever go to like a brand new mall in your city. Yeah.
Yeah. And everything's just like everything nice is shiny. Okay. Yeah. That's one.
Number two, it's very clean because of that, right? Because everything brand new is completely clean.
Okay.
So my first takes on that. Obviously, you're in the middle of the desert. It wasn't as hot where I went, but it's not going to get as hot. People said it's going to be cool in November. As much as people think that it's going to be super hot, that's why they have it in November. So weather-wise, okay. I think it's going to be a great, great. Takeaway stadiums are pretty cool. They don't have as many people as we thought. I think 40,000 is the average, except for one.
Yeah.
70,000. Yeah. But so it's not going to be like an intense 80,000, 90,000 stadiums that we'll have. Mm-hmm. They're small stadiums, which mm-hmm. I think this is why, you know, it's just everything's going to be in one city. So therefore, you know, there's not going to be as many people as normal World Cups, like, right, where okay. everyone just comes in, 200, 300,000 people are in one city. It's, you know, it's just going to be one city. So I think they're trying to regulate that. Hotels are being open. So there's a lot of questions on there. Okay. Obviously, everything just kind of ends at midnight. So I don't know how they're going to deal with that because people don't get it. You know, nosotros Mexicanos, we go to the World Cup and then we stay up. I mean, Russia, we're going to bed like at 6, 6:30. So it's going to be quite the culture shock for some people, obviously. But got a list of questions that hopefully people are answering. They're putting this together. So if you have questions about and you're traveling to the World Cup, you know, let me know and we're going to get a bunch of those questions answered. We'll do
how expensive is it? Like a bottle of water or something, or just like a Coke?
Regular stuff's not expensive. Food, an Uber was super cheap. Like if you're going across the city, an Uber was really cheap. What's expensive are things like alcohol. That's expensive.
You're looking at tax or something.
Exactly. $18 for that. It's kind of crazy. Okay. You know, keep on. I'll be doing some content regarding the World Cup and travel and tickets. In fact, if you're looking for tickets tomorrow night and the next round comes out, if you're wanting to go. So, definitely.
And we won't be allowed in the country unless you have tickets. I read that just yesterday. So, that's really important because, for people to consider.
And that's a big question because of all of the people that are, because of accommodation, it's a small city mm-hmm. compared to the large cities. They want to make sure people get a place to stay, the people that have the tickets. I believe they will open it up later at the end of like maybe, you know, September, October, when everyone that has already tickets has gotten accommodations. Mm-hmm. But they want to make sure that if you're coming, you have a place to stay because there's not any place. You can't just like go to sleep in the grass or in a park.
Yeah. And you don't want like hostels either. I think they just want to have like control over everything.
Because it's not that big a city. So lots of questions to answer. We'll have that if you have any more questions and we'll do some content with the Mexican Soccer Show. But I'm back. It was a great trip. Follow me on Instagram. I did cool little stories of my day. So yeah, I'm a little plug on that. But at the end of my trip, it was a World Cup drop. But let's talk about the standings really quick. At the end of the World Cup qualifying standings for the CONCACAF, Canada, which no surprise, after Mexico lost to Canada, they took the number one spot and never looked back. As you can see, number two tied for first place, I would say Mexico tied for third place, USA and Costa Rica, who goes to the repechaje against New Zealand. But Adriana, from all we have been saying, one of the worst Mexicos that we have seen, barely scoring one or two games two goals barely in the last five home games. Mexico got the same points as the leader.
Yeah, I guess it just goes to show. Sorry, I'm getting a coffee. It's really, daylight savings here, and it's like 7 p.m. over here, but we have light, and I'm so happy about it. But I'm getting like a coffee.
It's fine. Go for it.
I think it just goes to show that we were really disappointed, not because of the lack of efficiency and productivity from the team, but just because of like the style of play. Because, we ended up second place, not bad. I don't think anybody expects Canada to be first. But in the end, it came down to goal differential, which was really, really, like another thing I'm taking away from the Canada team. They were just so efficient. They played really well and they were really great on goal scoring. So again, it just goes to show that despite the fact that we qualified in the last possible date, I think it really goes to show that I think people are just not, are really disappointed about how the team is playing and not necessarily how they're doing results wise.
They ended on a good note. Beating El Salvador at home. I know it's El Salvador. I mean, we couldn't barely score against Honduras. So, we beat El Salvador at home. At least something happy. The Vidente still hasn't scored, but
I think that's like the other thing that goes to show. It's like the playing style and the fact that we saw that being so like rigorous and not flexible at all regarding the team that he usually had like in the starting lineup. He had to make some changes, obviously. He didn't have Hector Herrera, for instance, for the last game. But it wasn't until this last game that we actually saw like a different lineup with the Tridente, because we've been like hyping up about the Tridente the whole time. And they haven't like lived up to that expectation. So I was really happy to see another Tridente come up. And I really don't have a problem with that. I think it just, you just have to understand players might be tired. They might have some injuries that they're not hiding, but they just might like be lingering around. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you really do, you can't be that predictable either, I guess, with some rivals. So I was really happy to see some changes. And I actually think it was probably like from the last games, I think it was the one that we played the best, to be honest. It was just a bit more entertaining.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Juan Salazar saying, well, we can't score right now. I mean, Antuna had to score, for crying out loud. Antuna, not this guy, scored. If there are weaker teams, and I'll say that with respect, right? Bring in Antuna, he will score against them. Like, he has a record. I think, yeah. I think all his goals against, you know, El Salvador, Guatemala, you have some of the islands. But hey, Antuna was brought in there and he did well after playing a great weekend too. And I think maybe that sometimes this is what you need is sit down. I remember tweeting,
shake things up a bit.
Yeah, I remember tweeting you guys. I mean, on a WhatsApp group, I said start Santi Jimenez over Raul for this game. Just see, yeah, you know, and it's okay.
The guy's capable of. Yeah, sure. Why not?
He's capable of. Hey, look, this pressure's not here. I mean, the pressure is there, and you know, take a seat down. Raul still, you know, is Raul. Yeah, we'll see. So ultimately, Mexico, if we would have won, I believe one of the home
one of the games, away game, or
yeah,
or
maybe away like, games. That's right.
Yeah, one of the away games.
In the top. We would have been cabeza de serie. We would have been where Portugal would be at. I think it came out. I think it would have come out. But
yeah, I guess we have to see like what. Yeah, yeah, you have to like check out like the kinks.
After all of that, we were that close. After all that, we were.
Yeah.
If Mexico would have beaten the U.S., right, they would have gone to the in fourth place. That's you know.
Yeah, that
would
have been crazy
at home. So it's funny. We still being toxic on Twitter. you know, it's funny for all of you. So now, you know, respect all of you guys, but it's fun being trolling you guys. All right. Yeah, Alien Kennedy saying, aside from Tata Martino is useless, he's saying we should have fired that man a month ago. Well, or not. You know, if the Federation goes to Tata, all right, you know what we're thinking about? He's like, wait, I got the same points as Canada.
Yeah,
we're in. Like, there's you can't fire. Yeah,
the thing is, you have like the 3 G's like mentality down here. You have to ganar, gustar, golear, and we didn't. We only did one out of three. We only won. We definitely
didn't. We didn't win.
We're liked, and we didn't score that many goals. Yeah, and sometimes you struggled with it. So, all
right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the draw, Adriana. Overall, your thoughts. I was there. It was pretty cool. I mean, I've never been to something like that, especially with FIFA and draw and where it's at and the red carpet. Got to see some pretty cool. I saw Maxi Rodriguez coming up next to me in the red carpet.
Oh no!
I did not do a selfie with him. I still remember 2006 and then Golazo.
That was pain.
But I felt like I could take him. Like I could take him. I'd be like, "Yo, look, we did that."
Especially after the draw, right? You were like,
and then,
"Yeah."
And then I saw him after the draw. I'm definitely not gonna get a. I'm definitely not gonna get a selfie with you, sir. Casillas, Diego Forlan. Who, by the way, Diego Forlan is tiny. I thought he would be like really tall. I have a picture with him. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm only
that's
5'8".
A player I would have liked to see in like one of my clubs, like Diego Forlan, Cavani as well. Yeah. I like those players.
Overall, it looked great. I really like the mascot. I thought the mascot was cute. I think it's different. I really liked it. I like the mascot. And everybody, I think, on Twitter was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. The song that we talked about, the song is good. First when I heard it, I'm like, it's a little slow. It's growing on me because I'm hearing it a lot. But it did get me excited for the World Cup, maybe because I was there. But now seeing the groups, I don't know. I got kind of like, all right, I can't wait for November.
Yeah, it was just like a milestone, you know. We were just like stuck in qualifiers for such a long time. There were different qualifiers. You had the hex, and now you have the octagonal. You had like three games per FIFA day, which is, I don't know how I feel about that. Now that it's gone, I'm like, I don't know. I really do think I enjoyed it when it was only two games rather than three. It seems really hectic when it's three.
Yeah.
So yeah, and by the way, we're not gonna have a qualifier like this ever again.
I don't know what's going to happen. Are we going to have qualifier? Like,
I don't think so. I mean,
so
one US, of the things like
US, Canada, and Mexico will go to the World Cup, but Costa Rica still wants to go to the World Cup. There still has to be qualifiers.
Yeah, that's right, qualifiers. We're just not going to be in them.
I know, but is Costa Rica just everyone's buying for one spot?
No, I think. Well, first of all, it's 48 teams, so we have to actually know like how many tickets every confederation is going to get, and then I think they consider whatever host countries will be. It's like they don't take those into consideration. It's just like a different.
That's right.
Thing.
That's right. So, there's going to be seven CONCACAF teams plus a playoff team.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't work that way.
Maybe three? Something's got to change. We'll clear that up.
Because I was looking at Asia, and Qatar was just like, oh, that they're like different. But usually you only have one host country, so it's not really that problematic. Now that you have three out of a confederation that usually had only four.
Korea, Japan, we got to look how many spots.
Yeah, we have to see what they did there. Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see if it's Mexico, Canada, U.S. automatically qualify. And then three other spots, Costa Rica, Honduras, Panama, and then a playoff.
It seems likely because if we get 3.5 tickets right now and we're going up to 48 countries, we're probably going to get two more tickets or something, yeah. I'm guessing. So it's probably going to be – we have one more ticket left. It's probably not going to be like a repechaje one. And then you get another two. So it seems that way. Which, by the way, I think maybe people are freaking out about like the fact that we won't have qualifiers, so we won't be as prepared as we should be. So I don't know. We have to come up with like a tournament or something before the World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the Confederations Cup maybe is coming back. I know the Nations League. Will the Nations League become? In fact, the draw is right now. Did we get? I'm trying to. It's on through the end of two over here.
Yeah, it is.
All right. For obviously you guys are here. Let's talk about the group. For some reason, let's not be in Argentina's group because they always kick our ass. And let's not have Alemania, which we wouldn't be in. But I was just like, okay, at the very beginning, I'm like, I just don't want to be in Argentina's group. Like France, okay. And then we got Argentina. Like ultimately, I'm like, all right. And I was like, I was recording. I was like, please don't say Mexico. Please don't say Mexico.
I woke up in the morning and I was just thinking about it. I had to go like really early to work, right? It was like 5:30 a.m. and I was just waking up and all of a sudden I got like this feeling. I was like, oh my God, Argentina. I swear to God, I don't even know why. I wasn't even thinking I'm going to do like a TikTok or something. So it stays there and people really know that I thought about this beforehand. And then I forgot I had to take an Uber to work and there was traffic and everything. And then when it came up, I was like, oh no, it's happening. And then in Mexico, I was like, oh my God, I thought about this in the morning. No one's going to believe me. And I was just like, I could hear like the entire country be like, oh no.
Yeah, I mean, the end of the world because we knew we were going to have a really tough team in our group. But we,
specifically the one that you have like terrible, terrible history with in the World Cup.
Yeah. Well, here it is. As you can see, let's see if that, we'll move over to the
we'll
right.
Move over here.
There we go. It worked out. All right, Group C, right? Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Poland. Argentina being the cabeza de the grupo was drawn, and then we were drawn second in Mexico. Then Poland came in, which I think in the Bombo 3, the ones that I was looking at was please no Serbia, please no Poland, and I believe Senegal, which is the African winner.
Yeah, I was pretty like scared about for several African countries. I really do think they can complicate things a bit.
We play them in the World Cup.
Sometimes. It's just like the physical aspect of it. It depends on which African country as well.
Yeah. But even in the physical aspect of things, I feel like we always play them well. Like, we're not like, oh my gosh, physical, fast, and whatever. Like, Cameroon, South Africa, Senegal. I'm like, we tie. We tie against them, but we don't lose.
But that was the other thing. Everyone was really, really expecting us to have to be in the first group because for the past for Brazil and for South Africa, we had the opening game, right? So everyone was like, oh yeah, we're gonna be in group one with Qatar. And then I was like, no, I don't think that's happening this time. And it was worse off.
Yeah, no, for sure. So I think Argentina came and we're like, oh crap. Right. Yeah. All right, but it's okay. It's okay because we know we're gonna have first group. Poland came and I go, that's not easy. Like normally, so I'm like, that's going to be a hard game. Argentina is going to be a hard game. And then I'm looking at the pot four. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to get an African team. And okay, that's a tie. But then we got to.
Yeah.
So Saudi Arabia came in. respect to Saudi Arabia, but I believe we can win.
It's winnable. Yeah.
It's winnable. you know, so now we're looking at everybody. What do you guys think? Going through the comments, Poland is very beatable. Poland crashed out of the Euro 2020, Lewandowski and Diaz Mas.
I think it depends more on how we reach that game rather than how Poland is. I think, yeah, we're all hyping because of Lewandowski, and then we automatically think like Poland just as well could have been in, like, you know, Garcia Seria group. But I guess it depends more on how we approach that game specifically, because it's the first one, rather than knowing that Poland could or not be one of, like, the toughest European teams. So I'd be on the lookout of how, like, we reach that first game. Because usually when we have the World Cup, the first thing you do is, like, we're going to win one, we're going to lose one, then we're going to tie one. So you're like, we're going to lose against Argentina, we're going to tie against Poland, and then we're going to beat Saudi Arabia, right? That's what everybody's thinking. Yes. But if you actually do get to beat Poland, and then you beat Saudi Arabia, and yeah, you probably will lose against Argentina. Well, probably not. Just being realistic, right?
Let's be realistic.
Yeah, I don't know. Something could happen, you know? I don't know. Then we have to face off against France's group, which is terrible. Yeah,
we're just staying where hit this one. We're not even, you know, let's just not get there. It's just, yeah, let's enjoy our group that we might have. A lot of people were kind of upset that when, I don't know, some of the players were for Argentina or Argentina fans, when they drew Mexico, they were like, it's easy. It's like, if I was Argentina, with the best player in the world, right, and the potential of Germany, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't believe people were like, we got Mexico, it's easy. I know a lot of Argentina fans that were like looking at that draw because they could get Germany in their group.
Yeah.
And I think when they got Mexico, they're like, yes.
It was like, phew, yeah. Yeah, great. Let's not be hypocrites. We do the same thing every time. Yeah, we got Saudi Arabia and we were celebrating. We're like, yes. Yeah.
Easy win. We got this. And hey, be careful, because Saudi Arabia will have a lot of people in their stadium. It looks like we will be playing them in the large stadium. Argentina and 80,000. Saudi Arabia, 80,000. Mexico, Poland will be playing in 40,000 stadium, which I got to go to that stadium. It's pretty cool. It's made out of containers. Like
1974? That's probably my favorite stadium out of all of them.
Really,
despite
cool.
not being the biggest and probably not the most modern or tech-wise or tech-savvy. It's just such a cool idea. I like that stadium.
And that's pretty cool things. I mean, look, there's no surprise that Qatar has been going through a bunch of stuff, especially with immigrants and all of that. And there's still a lot of room for improvement, some stuff that's coming out where what they've done and all that stuff. But as far as sustainability, what they do after with the stadiums, where they're donating the stadiums, the top of the stadiums to other parts of the country, all those they're really containers, literally shipping containers that is made out of the stadium. Even in the dressing room, you can see the shipping container. So
yeah,
kind of crazy in what they're doing.
Actually, I was reading about, like, I think over half of the stadiums are not going to be stadiums at the end of the World Cup. I mean, obviously we have 1974 because that one's going to be like torn down entirely. But most of them are going to be turned into like hubs, like community centers and kind of malls and stuff like that. So yeah, out of eight, I think you're only going to keep like three of them, I think. Yeah, something like that.
It's true.
And that's okay. I mean, it's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it just opens up like an opportunity for other countries, other smaller countries, of what they can do. So you don't have like white elephants at the end of the World Cup. And we're like, what are we going to do with this thing?
Yeah, like Brazil still has, like, I think the Recife Stadium.
Yeah.
All torn down. It's like a ghost town. Originally, you're saying playing the Saudis last is a big advantage. True, if we do well, right? That's the thing. Like, because you always want to win the first game. Right, the second game, if we can get a tie against Argentina, you know, Argentina,
oh man, that would be slow, awesome.
Messi, you know, start slow. The pressure that Argentina has, let's say they barely beat Saudi Arabia. They win 3-0. You know, it's all going to be about goals. Getting at the top of the group is going to be key. And obviously, because our next group would be France. But yeah, guys, so looking at all the comments, let's go really quick through all of the – let's go to Group A, right? Qatar, Ecuador, Senegal.
That's the easiest group by far.
Easy? Ecuador's good. Senegal?
Yeah.
Netherlands? Oh, not easy.
No, I think it's the easiest one.
For who?
I mean, I think Netherlands has a really clear shot of making it through.
My buddy Eddie from the Netherlands.
And they were in the fourth. Like, yeah.
We got this.
Yeah.
Again, I think all the big groups were trying to avoid Germany.
Yeah.
Guys, who comes out of this?
They're due for payback.
Who comes out of this?
Yeah, this group is, I mean, I could definitely see either Netherlands or Senegal or Ecuador. I'm so sorry for Qatar. I think what's going to happen with them is the same thing as South Africa, which is the only host country not to make it past the group stage. I think that's probably going to happen. but yeah, I think it's Netherlands all the way, and it's just like a coin toss between Ecuador and
Netherlands
Senegal.
Netherlands doesn't have this amazing group, team either, so it's not like...
Yeah, I mean, and they're coming back after missing a World Cup, so also, yeah. You know, yeah.
Netherlands and Senegal... I'm gonna go. I feel like Qatar could do some damage.
Okay.
So against maybe Ecuador, the first game of the World Cup is Netherlands Senegal.
Yeah, that was a weird thing to happen. So, everyone you automatically assume it's always the host country. I don't even remember if we've seen this before. Did it happen with Brazil? No, it didn't. No, we were there. No.
Yeah, no. So yeah, I don't think like the whole celebration and all would be Qatar Ecuador.
Yeah.
But I believe the first game will be Senegal Netherlands. So I think they're going to do all the celebration and all that. It's kind of like when the Olympics has like games like before and they are.
Yeah, before the actual opening ceremony.
Before the actual
opening
ceremony. That's going to happen. Yeah, but just gonna get on with it. Yeah. 3 to 4 games a day. During the World Cup, like for that group stage,
yeah.
It's gonna be crazy. What time? And I mean, I was over there, but what time was the draw in Mexico?
It like started 11:00? It was 10 a.m.
So the games are gonna be what, like 6 a.m.
Oh man, yeah, they're really early. Like
They're not as bad as
those were terrible because Korea games. I remember were at 1, 3, 5, and sometimes 7 a.m. Those were like last ones.
You didn't know if you should stay awake or go
exactly,
to sleep.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, that really sucked. So now there's only like a few games at 4 a.m. and then it's like 6, 8, and 10. And then the Mexico-Argentina game is at 1 p.m., for instance. That's awesome. That was actually moved to accommodate.
On a Tuesday.
Like, it's good. Yeah, on a Tuesday. Yeah, you can't do much about that. It's weird, though, because it's November. I was actually looking if the U.S. got a game, like, on Thanksgiving, but they got it on Black Friday.
No, the U.S., the day after Thanksgiving, on Black Friday, the U.S. got a game the day after Thanksgiving, which is cool to
weird.
See all the... mi amigo Ramon Chavez, 3 a.m., 6 a.m., 9 a.m., 12 p.m. games. He's here in Arizona. So Arizona,
yeah, so
depending
4, 7,
in November,
and 1
would
here.
Be...
Yeah.
They're already in daylight saving time, before California.
That was another thing. I was looking at the games and we were like, okay, because we just had daylight savings like the day before yesterday here in Mexico. So so we were just looking and I was like, okay, so the games were at what time? Okay, 4, 6, 7. And we just did that. And I was like, oh my God, wait, do we have daylight savings time in November? And then we had to check the calendar and we were like, no. I mean, we go off and then we go back on. So we're good. And then I had to check, but wait, does Qatar have it? And I just found out Qatar doesn't have daylight savings. So it's just like all the same to them.
Yeah. So 2 a.m., 5 a.m. No, wait. Yes, 2 a.m., 5 a.m., 8 a.m., 11 a.m. for California. And then at 3
p.m.
Really quick shout out. Ramon is doing really cool things with Phoenix Rising. Definitely give him a follow on Twitter and all the other channels. Really cool guy. All right. Ramon's saying that it's because of the time difference, they're trying to get a bigger audience in the West. I think so. I think it's also because of the yeah. It's definitely because. I believe did they move the stadium, too? So they moved Qatar, so that way they'd have a larger stadium, right?
Yeah, they did.
And that's why they did the time that they changed.
That was the other thing. Once the draw was ended, everyone just started looking for the calendar, and then there was just a provisional calendar and everyone started making like, oh wait, who's A1 and who's B2 mm-hmm. and who's like D4. And then they were like, no, wait, just wait a minute. And it was out that afternoon, like 6 hours later, they're like, okay, we're done. This is it. And that's when we realized they had switched stadiums around and schedule around to accommodate like better games at bigger stadiums. Right.
Yep. And that was the cool thing. Cause when we were going in there, normally when you buy World Cup tickets, you buy it for the stadium, but you didn't know you couldn't buy it this time.
Yeah.
So therefore, now you're starting to see that Mexico-Argentina at the 80,000 capacity. So so we'll see.
Is it Lusail? Is that the one? Yeah.
But they play both at Lusail for the
for Poland.
No. For the Poland game is at the Container one.
Oh, nice. Okay.
For the other two.
Okay, got it.
So yeah. All right, Group A, Group B, England, Iran, USA, and Europe playoffs.
And TBD.
And TBD, which is Scotland, Ukraine.
And Wales.
Wales.
Yeah.
Scotland, Ukraine, Wales. Tough. It's not an easy group. All right.
It's a very political group.
I know, right? I saw Iran. Like, I have a friend with Iran, and is like, great. Devil number one and devil number two. Wow, geez. It got real political. All right. So there's the guy with
it's also name. Like very historical group, I guess.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about Group B. Would you rather be in Group B than Group C?
Oh man, just not knowing who's going to be in that playoff game.
It's not going to be Ukraine. Ukraine hasn't played games for a while.
Yeah, sadly enough. I think it might
It's not going to be Scotland.
No, I think it's going to be Wales.
It's going to be Wales. You want to be Mexico, England, Iran, Wales? The style of Wales is what...
Yeah, that's...
The style of England against Mexico, those types of teams kill us.
Yeah.
And then let's say Iran, right? Would you rather play Poland or Wales?
I'd probably rather stay with Argentina just because
because we have Saudi Arabia.
There's a saying here: "Más vale viejo conocido que malo que bueno por conocer." So you'd rather know someone that's bad than someone that you really don't know but could be good or could be bad. So you want to know what you're coming up against. So, I think I'd rather go against Argentina just because we know them a bit better than England.
It's not a bad
and the playing style is way different.
Yeah, it's not a hard group. It's not like it's a group of death. They're not going to get out. You know, they'll play England. Let's just say lose England. They could tie against the Euro and then beat Iran. I mean, or no, the USA play England in the very first game, I believe.
US plays against Iran.
Is it US Iran or US England?
Oh wow! First game. I don't know. I have to check that out. Wait.
I'm gonna three and out. Somebody's saying three and out for the USA. They'll get points. Not sure. I mean, it's who knows? Who knows how it is? The US will finally step up. I mean, Mexico's not in their group, so they can't. You know, they can't have something. So the only thing that the US has done in the last 4 years is beat Mexico.
The first game is US against whoever comes out of the playoff.
Oh, the playoff. So let's say it's US Wales. That's gonna be a tough game.
Yep.
You know, it's
That is. Imagine England Wales.
The US Wales to start. If they don't win, that's and then the second game is England.
Yeah, second game is England, and then they end up.
Against Iran. It doesn't matter if you can beat Iran.
Yep.
You have to win that first game against it.
Dun, dun, yeah. Dun, dun. I'm just looking at times. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. That's the first one.
We'll see. All right. Let's go, guys. So who goes through? Let's hear on this one on the chat. Very involved, everybody on here.
Let's imagine it's Wales.
We're saying Wales. All right. I think.
Oh, wow. That's really tough. I don't know.
I don't know. Like the way that I've seen the U.S., and not because, you know, I hate the team. I haven't seen anything positive outside of beating Mexico because I think they played Switzerland and they lost. What have they done? So unless I'm seeing different, you know, this is a team that that only won one away game against Honduras in the last like 5 years in qualifying. Like the last one was like St. Kitts. They haven't beat anybody outside.
Yeah, you have to see like what friendlies they get like before. Like for instance, Mexico was set to play a friendly against Argentina, which is obviously not going to happen anymore. Actually, the president of the federation from Uruguay, he just said that they're negotiating with that, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty much the best rival we could get after Argentina.
Yeah. USA versus Wales has Mexico versus Sweden vibes. They just it could be that way. All right, so people are saying England versus Wales. I mean, England and Wales. England and Wales. Alex, England and U.S. Golas Also, U.S. can't play well at home. Wales in England with my friend Ramon. Wales in England. UK, Mexico as a – all right, we got you. We got you. but I want Wales and England as a Mexico fan to go through. Yeah, I'm going to go – it's tough. It's tough. I don't want to just say the U.S. doesn't go through just to say it. But if it is Wales, I think it's going to be a tough. So that's – yeah. I might go to goal differential.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. They might just be whoever tied in points and go against like
– and doesn't get scored criteria on by England.
Yep.
Which I think – all right, I'm going to make my prediction from now. I think the U.S. makes it. Because I think England is going to trash Wales.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, because first criteria is goal differential, but then it's afterwards, it's games against that rival, right? It's like direct
games. I think USA and Wales tie. I'm not going to say they win. I think they tie. Then they both beat Iran, but then England trashes Wales more. And USA is on goal differentials. Okay. There. Be nice to all USA fans. USA is playing in neutral ground. Plus, there's 8 months to go. People are happy. England and US, two most talented squads in Group B. Yes, you can be talented, but this is a World Cup. So we'll see. All right, let's go. Let's go to Group C. We did Group C. Let's go to Group D. Here we go. France. International playoff one.
I have to look up which one is.
This is not New Zealand. This is
It's Australia or United Arab Emirates against Peru. So let's just go ahead and say it's Peru.
Say Australia, or Peru?
I don't know.
Let's just say it's there. France is definitely gonna win the game. Denmark has a good team. And Tunisia, as much as you know, as always has a I feel like Tunisia has always been tough. So not I don't know who to predict. Who do you guys go for on this one?
I'd go with France and Denmark all the way. Yeah, disregarding who makes it through from the playoff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we're going back to this comment. Exploradora says, USA has a better chance of winning this group than Mexico. That's just me taking my green shirt off and being realistic.
Of winning the group? Like, actually, like being first place in the group?
I guess, yes, because Argentina is harder. And maybe there could be, if you have to pick one of them to win the group, I don't think Mexico wins the group. And maybe the USA sneaks by because England completely, I don't know, I can see it. Maybe. Like, okay, this is not like a USA is better and it's going to do it, but I can see it. All right. People are saying France and Denmark, easy. France and Peru. Y'all sleeping on Peru. Denmark's really good.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think Peru's bad at all, but I think Denmark's better.
Yeah, Denmark is better. All right. We keep going with the group. Let's go to Group E. Group E, Spain, Costa Rica, Germany, Japan.
That's a killer group.
I have a lot of Costa Rican friends. I have some family in Costa Rica. They are like, this is the hardest group to work with.
I think so too, to be honest. Yeah, I think this is death group, yeah.
Spain, anybody with Germany was going to be, if there is a group of death, this is it.
Yeah.
There's not three World Cup winners. Remember, in 2014, Costa Rica had Uruguay, Italy, and England in their group, and they were the top of the group. So right now, Costa Rica's hot. One of the only teams to win, get 3 points in the 9 points in the World Cup qualifying window. They have a few rejuvenated. They found great youngsters to play in. I'm not saying that they're going to win any games, but it's a tough group. It's a tough group. Japan
very
always.
Tough.
Japan is a team that is very tough to play in the World Cup. Who wins the group? Let's hear it with you guys. Spain or Germany? Germany coming back from that awful 2018. All right. Spain and Germany go through. I guess the question would be who wins it? For all of you guys that are following, put the winner of the group first.
I think it's Spain. They did the generational change so well. Like, I'm so envious of how smooth Spain can change like generations of players. And then whenever whoever comes along is just obviously not as good because you don't have as much experience, but you look at them and you're like, wow, there really is great talent.
Yeah. Spain, Alex saying Spain. Everybody's saying Spain.
Yeah.
Spain and Germany go through. Mm-hmm. But who knows? The disrespect to the power underage of Japan tops the group.
They've got to bring their Oliveratum like game to
I don't know who goes first. Who's the first?
Let me see. Hold on.
But Spain and Germany play first. That'd be.
It's Germany versus Japan's first.
All right, Germany versus Japan.
Yeah.
All right, so Costa Rica, España.
Yeah, exactly. That would be just afterwards.
All right. All right. Let's go. Group F: Belgium, Canada, Morocco, Croatia.
This is not a death group, but it's.
Canada like got a tough
same level-ish kind of thing going.
Canada, continuing with me, I'm like, get ready for the World Cup. This is the World Cup. This is what happens. The U.S. has gone out some really crazy groups. I think in the Germany 2014 group was hard. They've gone out some really tough groups. Mexico has gone on some really tough groups. Here it is, Canada. You wanted to be in the World Cup. Can you get out of the group regardless of who's playing? Belgium is always, you know, Belgium's not the same Belgium. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Croatia is Croatia. I wanted to avoid Croatia. And then Morocco. Like, this is a tough group.
Yeah, agreed. I think it's a coin toss between Belgium and Croatia. It just depends. I can see either one of them beating each other and just either one of them being top of the group.
Belgium and Croatia. Going with Belgium. Belgium and Canada. As much as I want to keep Weasel beat to beat Twitter. I don't think Canada's I don't think Canada do much in this World Cup.
I don't
know.
They don't play actually too bad.
Is okay, to be honest, will Alphonso Davies be ready? I mean, it's a big concern. Like he hasn't been playing. And hopefully he's back because he's one of the best players in on this side. Belgium and Morocco. That's to say, it's going to be the World Cup of the underdogs. All right.
Croatia, I love that. Like, whenever my team's not there, I usually root for the underdog.
Yeah.
Because my favorite country didn't make it through.
Belgium and Canada. See, there's some respect for Canada. All right. So, who do you say, Belgium and Croatia? I mean, it's Croatia being, you know, they got to they still have three players, and then Belgium is Belgium.
Yeah, exactly. I it's a coin toss, I think.
Last group, do Brazil. Nobody wanted Serbia. This is a tough group, but it's Brazil. Like, Brazil, like, talking to Brazil fans, are like, we got this, we're good. Like,
They have, like, the best odds of winning the tournament.
If we were the group, if we were head of the group, and if you take out Brazil, Mexico was in there, Mexico, Serbia, Switzerland, Cameroon, I don't know if we make it out.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's not like the highest level group except for Brazil, but they're like pretty even, like the other three. So, yeah.
Serbia is...
And I have like this respect for the African teams because they're just so unpredictable.
They're so unpredictable. I'd be... this is tough. This is tough.
I think it's Brazil and...
Brazil-Serbia? Daniel is starting to say Brazil-Serbia.
I don't know. Switzerland's not bad at all.
I think Switzerland's
a really great team as well.
Is a really good team. But can they beat Serbia? I don't know. This is a team that I don't know.
And then I think it's going to depend on what happens between Serbia and Switzerland. That could be like the game changer right there. Like that could define the group.
Switzerland, how they played in the Euros could be dangerous.
Yeah. I definitely think Switzerland. Some people think, I don't know, they're such a neutral country for so many things. I think we think that way for them, like soccer-wise. And no, not really.
All right. All right, guys. So there it is. Let's put them all up. Group A goes against Group B. No. Yes. So even if the U.S. gets the second place, they're going to go against the first place, which we're thinking Netherlands.
Yeah.
Right? Group C.
Dear God.
We get France.
We get France, yeah.
We're out of the
Or Denmark in the best of cases somehow. But yeah,
then we get Denmark. Oh, we like if we figure out to get, let's just say Denmark gets the top of the group, right? And we get that second place, and we play Denmark. Like this is it? Like we, you know?
Yeah.
And oh, we're gonna play France. I mean, I can imagine France.
Wow, that like
there goes our
that,
hope.
That round of 16 with group E and F is also killer.
E and F, Spain. Let me see. Who do we could take that comment off?
Like so Spain, Croatia? Or Spain, Belgium? Wow.
Spell Belgium, Germany, Croatia. That's going to be tough.
Hey, and we missed group H.
We did miss group H.
Yeah, I was like, wait, why are we missing one? Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, who do you think is going in group H?
I've got Portugal and Uruguay. Yep.
Is Uruguay that good? I like Uruguay is not as great.
Yeah, that's why I think Portugal's going to be first. But I don't see Ghana or Korea making it through. And I still hold a grudge for Korea after the 2002 World Cup. I still haven't forgiven them again for that game against Spain. That was just terrible. So, yeah, 20 years later, I'm still holding a grudge.
Then it'll be Brazil, Uruguay, which would be crazy, or Portugal.
That would be awesome, like a Brazil-Uruguay game. That would be the really Maracanazo. Hectic. Yep.
The Maracanazo, the revenge of the Fusilazo.
Yep.
All right, what do you guys so that's the World Cup draw. It was fun. It was fun watching it. It felt like it took forever to get to the draw, and then everybody at the draw was like, okay, it's over. Oh, it's over.
I was expecting it to go longer because I remember like there was what was it? Germany 2006? They even had like a small like intermission with Juanes and he started like playing and I was like, No, get on with it. We want, you know, groups. Go. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird though, right? Because we're used to having like the draw and just thinking immediately for the World Cup, and now we have to like hold this hype for like 6 months for the World Cup, and it's just that's gonna be weird. You don't have a like official game, so everyone's like trying to get the best possible friendlies of like for those months.
There's gonna be lots and lots of Mexico versus USA in the Would
and they just keep on at it like five games in a row beating us
because we love hypotheticals here in the Mexican soccer show. Would you be okay if Mexico makes it all the way to the final but then loses against the U.S.?
No.
Or would you rather get out and not get a quinto partido?
I would rather get out and not get a quinto partido. I think we're overdue. This is going to sound terrible. I think we're overdue to get a terrible performance and something that really shakes up like the structure of Mexican football. I think we're like overdue with that. I was just thinking about this because you know how now it's the U20 team, the one that has to get the ticket for the Olympics. We usually do okay at that, like that level. And then I have no idea what the hell goes wrong. But after the U23 level, like to senior team level, that something goes on. Like we've ruined so many generations. It's so frustrating. So yeah, I think we're like overdue to have like something terrible happen and then build up and come back a lot better.
I don't think I would like the fifth game. Like don't get out of the group. Like if I somehow have it, no, the US fans will be
unbearable. No, it would be unbearable. Yeah, that would be worse than losing to anybody else.
Being in the finals.
Yeah.
Like we're like, hey, Mexico finally got to the sexto partido, the seventh game.
Sexto, séptimo, or whatever.
But you lose to the U.S. And right now,
no, that's terrible.
And you know what? Right now, Greg will probably beat Tata just because of the I don't know. Right now, we could beat Brazil and Argentina, but can't beat the U.S.
Like, no. Yeah, that's just too much to take. Yeah, it's just one of those things we will never recover from.
I'd give up on football. Would destroy it.
Yeah, no, everything. No.
I don't know. All right. Lastly, because, you know, we love predictions, who wins the World Cup? So we're going to record this, and, you know, we'll play it back by the draws and all of that.
Okay, but put the groups back on again, because I have to play, like...
All right, and you guys can tell us.
I have to play, like, who faces who.
I don't know if like the winner of Group G and H goes against F and E. Like if Brazil,
I was thinking about that. I think so, right? Because it's like
is it quarterfinal. Like Netherlands versus England, Argentina versus France,
yeah,
Spain versus Belgium, Brazil versus Portugal, and then Portugal, Spain, France, Netherlands, France.
Okay, let's go with something first. Who are like your four semifinalists?
But that's the thing. I guess I don't know where they're at.
Yeah.
Like if we have to just look at A, B, G, all those groups, yep. I would go England, mm-hmm. Spain, France, Brazil.
Yeah, I'm somewhere along those lines as well.
To me, yeah.
I'm going with France repeating title.
Oh, you know what? I went with that too. But for some reason, I changed my mind when I was in Qatar.
Oh, yeah.
Talking like Brazilian fans. Not because they were like cocky or anything, yeah. But they were just like, let me take this off. They were pretty cool because they were like, shh, nobody talk about how good Brazil is. But Brazil.
Like we don't talk about Bruno.
Like we don't talk about Brazil.
Brazil.
like they were very... Everyone thinks France, maybe Spain, but nobody's talking about Brazil, and we want to keep it that way. Brazil were the top of the qualifiers, right?
Yep, qualified really early.
Qualified really, really early. They have a great set of players, a great coach, and then he's like, shh, just don't even say it. And it was pretty funny, and after that, I was talking to some people. They were like, I think Brazil's going to repeat. Not repeat, but yeah. Argentina is undefeated over the year. Argentina, Brazil is coming to the it's coming to the Americas this year. All right. Brazil for the sixth fight. Messi versus Cristiano Ronaldo for the final. I'll sign it. That'd be hilarious.
That would just be killer. Yeah, that would. Oh my god, the world final, like the world game. Yeah.
I generally think Qatar is going to be unpredictable. It's Korea, Japan, 2002. We might see.
Oh no, I hope not. That was a terrible World Cup.
No,
that was probably the worst World Cup since, I don't know, at least the ones that we've seen.
International playoff number two. I'm ready for a non-UEFA team to win against don't care who. All right. All right, so if you guys didn't tell me who. Okay, Argentina. Joanna says Argentina. Everyone just gave,
That's
funny
the other thing. Like we could have, like, a really emotional and great historic moment if we saw Argentina win with Messi. That would put the end to all these things, like, who's the best player in the world? Is it still Maradona?
We can have a discussion about it. He finally gets his World Cup. He's finally happy. He doesn't cry and quit and doesn't come back.
No, he'll just quit. Ronaldo goes for another four years
and becomes the best player ever and tries to win another World Cup, and he doesn't give up. Real answer, France, Spain, or Brazil would be my pick. That's not a pick. You got to pick France, Spain, or Brazil. You're not going to get off that easy. All right. Well, there's the World Cup draw. I can't believe it's already gone. And now what do we do for the next 6 months, just like you said?
We have to fill out our album, our Panini album.
I haven't heard or seen or even heard anything about the Panini.
I haven't heard anything, but I'm guessing it's going to come out like August, maybe.
And remember, the conspiracies of players that are in the Panini book that are not taken to the World Cup.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Remember?
Yeah, because you get the only one like, oh, Panini.
Why wouldn't the Panini put Chicharito?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I think it's also going to be like the last, I don't want to say decently priced. It's pretty expensive now. It's a big investment.
I try so hard to fill up that Panini book and it just.
Oh, it's crazy here. You could just go like to any like mall or just park and people will have their stamps out. Yeah, it's expensive here too. How much was it? It used to be like 12 pesos for like little packet with four stamps, and now it's going to be like 50. It's going to get expensive.
Yeah.
It takes over like 2,000 pesos to have like just to fill it out. So that's like, like $100. It doesn't sound as much in US dollars, but trust me, it gets expensive.
Member number 16 says, but I've had to choose Brazil. All right. Well, there you go. And then the last question, we'll end it with this. That guy named 23, Mexico win 90. Trophies somehow gets.
That's just something else. Like, let's see who gets like on board the Tata Mobile, you know, like it's going to be.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much set, but I'm still looking forward to like a couple surprises.
Yeah. All right. Well, get the music back on. See if we can get
the lounge one.
There it is. It's been the Mexican Soccer Show. Saying hello to little Dan. All right. Thank you to everybody who joined us on the chat. This was a lot of fun. Marcelo Flores did not get to debut today, but hopefully being on the bench is pretty cool. We'll have more show on the Mexican Soccer Show, more about the Mexicans abroad. Liga MX, Femenil, we have some important games in La Femenil.
We're playing Anguila and Puerto Rico to make it through to what should be known as the Women's Gold Cup.
The Women's Gold Cup?
It should be known as that. It's CONCACAF W, but it's like a Gold Cup.
We'll listen to our football podcast. Amy and Adriana gives all everything that's happening with Liga MX Femenil and also El Tri Femenil. Have a good night, everybody. Super fun interacting. Yes. Nos vemos, Joanna and Adriana. That coffee helped.
It did. Here we go.
Very good. All right, everybody. Hasta la próxima. We'll be right back.